And now it's time to talk sport with Warwick Hadfield. Good morning, Warwick.
Good morning, Sarah.
Now, Sean Marsh, and Michael Klinger scorched the Melbourne Renegades in cricket's T20 competition.
Yeah, look, Sarah, a record and unbeaten opening stand of 171 by Marsh and Klinger proved yet again when it comes to this shortest form of the game. The Perth Scorchers are right up there among the best, in fact, the best. They've been runners-up twice in the big balderdash and winners twice the last two seasons. And last night they were just astonishing in the way they pushed aside the Renegades. And I guess why not with the likes of Sean Marsh, whose last 10 test innings was that career-best 182 in the Hobart Test, after which he was dropped. So he comes into that category, something to prove, as does Michael Klinger, who's one of the most prolific cricketers in modern times, but destined to come into that always unwanted category, the best never to have played for Australia. And did we mention George Bradley Hogg, whose left-arm tongue twisters have him in line to be picked for the Australian T20 team at the venerable age of 45. And Sarah, of course, there might be an element of karma for the Renegades, whose best performance in this competition is only once making the semi-finals, mostly propping up the competition in sixth and seventh spot. Originally, they were supposed to be based at Cadinia Park in Geelong until right at the very last moment, and much to the shock and horror of many of the people in Geelong, Melbourne's big end of town pulled off a brutal last-minute deal to have them play out of the Docklands. And of course, that was the venue at which they were thrashed last night.
And in soccer, the last game of the A-League for 2015 is on tonight, squeezing it in at the last minute, an important one for Wellington Phoenix.
Yeah, look, Sarah, Ernie Merrick's charges from across the ditch, as we like to say, they haven't been consistent except in the sense that they've lost consistently on the road, where they've mostly been for the past 7 or so weeks. Now, this game on the central coast of New South Wales against the Mariners is the last of a long string of away games, and against the side that is at the bottom of the ladder. So Merrick is entitled to believe his players can finally produce some winning form away from home. But you have to say they're a bit like the Kiwis. They seem to be flightless there. Side. Anyway, that'll be good for them if they can get those 3 points, and because Merrick believes they can be a top four side. At the moment, they're in sixth spot.
And just briefly, in tennis, move over Dame Nelly. Here comes the Leighton Hewitt farewell tour.
Yeah, look, this weekend Hewitt will play in the Hopman Cup in preparation for his 20th and final Australian Open. That's an amazing performance given all the stress he puts on his body. And he's done it for 2 decades, running backwards and forwards across the baseline and then stopping to yell out, "Come on!" What stress that must put on him, Sarah.
And on his vocal cords. Thank you very much, Warwick.
Good on you, Sarah.
And Warwick will be back at 7:30 to talk us through this year's biggest sporting moments.